Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago. In my ministry, I trust it'll bless you.
Glory, Jesus is coming. Look up, your redemption draws nigh. My goodness. Now, so our Al Sharon went up there. Now we've been in this war cycle, which it was predicted 400 years ago it would begin on that day. And it was predicted that it would last in increments of 7 years until the coming of the Messiah. 1980, I quit work for Brother Hagin to go into full-time ministry. I got a telephone call from Lester Sumrall. Lester Sumrall said, right up here at 624 South 13th, I was in the kitchen. This loud voice comes on the phone and says, "Can you do a book in a week?" I said, "Brother Sumrall, nobody can do a book in a week." He said, "Yes, you can if you work night and day." He said, "Nelson wants 6 months. They can't do it. There's something happened in this world. Nobody knows what's happened. I got to tell them. We got to get this book out." We had hostages taken by Iran. And he said, "The world doesn't even know what's going on." So I said, "Okay, I'll come." We worked 3 weeks. He allowed me 4 hours a night sleep. And we got out this little book. Its pages are yellow. I know I'm getting old because a book I did has yellow pages. You can't get this book anymore. But it was during... So here's his opener. When the Ayatollah Khomeini, the religious and political revolutionary of Iran, donated to Yasser Arafat, the leader of the PLO, hundreds of millions of dollars to engage Israel in battle, it revealed that the deposed Shah of Iran was not the only rich man in the country. Khomeini was an imam. See? Hooked up with Arafat. A Muslim religious leader. He possesses tremendous wealth in land and gold. More important, the millions of dollars given to support Arafat revealed, now this is 22 years ago, this is when people knew that Arafat was a terrorist. More important, the millions of dollars given to support Arafat revealed the holding of American hostages in Iran was jihad, the ancient Arabian declaration of holy war. Jerusalem is the center and heartbeat of the Middle East crisis. The jihad hopes to draw the whole world into this bloody vortex of prophetical warfare. To be ignorant of the religious convictions of the Ayatollah Khomeini is dangerous religiously, economically, and politically. Iran shocked the world and commanded the attention of its newspaper headlines and broadcast bulletins when it captured the embassy of one of the world's most powerful nations on November 4, 1979, and took hostage 63 citizens of the land of the free. Knowledgeable students of Bible prophecy were the least surprised at that terrible intrusion. They had been watching for a move from this ancient land, for neither modern Iran nor the Islamic world can escape their past history or future destiny. You're not a student of Bible prophecy, you say? How can you know what to expect from Iran and the Muslim world? My purpose in writing this book is to help you know. Trace with me the history of Iran through the pages of the Bible. It's not difficult to do. It's not hidden. It's not beyond your grasp. In fact, you will be fascinated at how your understanding of current world events widens in the light of God's holy word. To me, it is a tragic, tragic, something I could cry about. Because he told in here they were after world domination. He gives the Webster's New Dictionary definition of jihad: a war by Muslims against unbelievers or enemies of Islam carried out as a religious duty. He told that they were going to try to take over the world and that they had to take London. He names a certain mosque in a certain park, and that's where Al-Qaeda trained 22 years ago. But how can we fuss at the politicians for not knowing? The preachers didn't know. Plus that, they didn't want to know. You let me on my soapbox. Oh, that's just too much for us. That overwhelms me.
Yeah.
I can't get it. Why not? It's real simple. Most of us have an atlas. We can look up the names of the Bible place names. The world and the church went into a stupor. We did not have to have September the 11th. What goes on in a nation goes on in a nation because the church lets it go on. And we went asleep. I talked to Brother Sutton a year ago, January, and he said, "Billy, I'm so concerned." A year ago, January. He said, "I'm so concerned, Billy." He said, "These things are up on us, and most of the preachers don't even know it." Well, they're going to, they're kind of having to wake up now, but too bad that we had to get a wake-up call from hell, somebody called it. And even yet, people don't want you to say not one word about Islam. Don't knock it. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about individual people. There are billions of people. There are 1 billion plus people caught in a... It is not that Osama bin Laden hijacked a nice piece of religion. A religion hijacked 1 billion people. Those 1 billion people need to be free. He tells the story of Muhammad, how he was born in Mecca, how he was raised by his uncle, how he married a rich caravan owner and got to travel the world. And then he started hearing voices. He heard these voices over a 23-year period. They gave to him instructions which were written down. He was told to recite. That's what Quran means, the recitation. And he recited strange things, wrote them in the Quran, and then with his religion, they discovered that bloodshed was a way to sell the religion. How did this religion begin? In peace? No. Muhammad preached it up the Arabian Peninsula. He killed the people that would not believe his religion. You had to choose between the house of the sword or the house of Islam. And then in less than 70... Let me show you here. At the time of his death, Muhammad had united almost all Arabia politically and religiously under Muslim control. He turned his thoughts toward Persia, Iran. After his death, the enthusiasm of Muhammadism began to rise in fanatical fury. Those near him were determined to carry on his cause. They captured area after area and planted the crescent and the new religion in Islam. Islam's leaders were fierce and uncompromising. To disobey them was to die. In less than 25 years, Muhammad's followers had captured Persia, Syria, Palestine, and Egypt. In less than 75 years, they had taken North Africa and had entered Europe through Spain. It was only by a miracle of God that they were defeated at the Battle of Tours in 732 AD and stopped the progression of Muhammadism into Europe. All of the bloodshed. Then they moved on over in the 7th and 8th century into Central Asia. They moved over to the Far East, Java, Sumatra, the islands, the Philippines. All the trouble anywhere in the world where people are being kidnapped, where people are fighting, is Islam. Where the missionaries are captured, that's Islam. Now, it was revealed to them, one of the leaders after the death of Muhammad was Abu Bakr. He sent his followers into Syria to take out of the hands of the infidels the powers of state religion and religion, and he told them, quote, "I would have you know that fighting for religion is an act of obedience to Allah." Now I'm going to read you from this book. This is not a preacher book. This is a history of the Arab people's book. It is written by a man named Albert Hourani. And he tells us in here about Muhammad and his visions. It doesn't tell you that in here, but he would foam at the mouth when he had these. That's a well-known fact. The Bible says that Satan appears like an angel of light. And Paul said, if an angel comes and preaches you any other gospel, it's not right. It's from hell. When Muhammad first started out preaching his gospel, and the people didn't want to hear it, they became insolent. Their god, Allah, who was the name of a local moon god, gave Muhammad permission to fight to put forward the gospel. Now, I'm going to read you Muhammad's dying words. These are his, well, he didn't die as he said them. These are his last recorded words. Know that every Muslim is a Muslim's brother, and that the Muslims are brethren. Fighting between them should be avoided, and the bloodshed in pagan times should not be avenged. He said that he would fight until all men should confess there is no God but Allah. And now here is really where I want to end. It's not going to take that much longer. In the 690s, I'm reading to you from a book called A History of Arab People. In the 690s, there was erected the first great building which clearly asserted that Islam was distinct and would endure. This was the Dome of the Rock, built on the site of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, now turned into a Muslim haram. The building of the dome in this place had been convincingly interpreted as a symbolic act placing Islam in the lineage of Abraham and disassociating this mountain from Judaism and Christianity. The inscriptions around the interior are the earliest known physical embodiment of texts from the Quran. I've taken many people inside that dome. Anybody here been inside there with me? Yes, more than once. We always would go in there and curse it. But around the top is Arabic writing, and that's the oldest known copy of the Quran written down. You know how we have the oldest manuscripts of this here and the Dead Sea Scrolls and this and that? The oldest known manuscripts of the Quran is around that dome. You want to know what it says? It says this. It proclaims the greatness of Allah, the mighty, the wise. It declares that Allah and his angels bless the Prophet Muhammad. And it calls upon Christians to recognize Jesus as an apostle of God, but not his son. All around the top it says, Christians recognize that Jesus was a sent one of God, but he is not the son of God. Over the rock where Abraham started as a man, the covenant business for man. And God would answer, and of course he already had it planned, with a son. There's a writing that says, Jesus is not the Son of God. That's the devil's own handwriting. All the whole age is going to culminate over that city. And today, there's fighting in Jerusalem. The final battle of the ages has begun.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.